Hello. Hello.
President.
Are you at dinner?
No.
But you are.
Going out
Yeah. Mrs. Nixon had a good chat with Mrs. DeBrennan.
Oh,
she
I
said that when she talked to her, she said, Mrs. DeBrennan says, well, what kind of a, before she marries this subject, I want to give you a gift. You like furs? And I think Mrs. Nixon said, well, of course, it's all straight. But then, but of course, she's very gracious. And then Mrs. Nixon raised this point. I just hope it won't hurt the visit. Mr. Brennan squeezed her hand and said with almost tears in her eyes, I hope not, I hope not, General. So we got that message across.
You mentioned Vietnam.
Oh, hell yes, what you talked about.
Oh,
my wife did, yes. Oh, right on, you know how she'd do it, right on the nose.
Yes,
so, right, that message goes back. Right. Did you get Laird off his ass? Now, we are sending Haig, right?
Haig, yes.
Good.
I would prefer if he could stay till Saturday night.
All right.
Because that way I can have a chat with him Saturday afternoon.
All right. Fine. The important thing is that if a message needs to get out to them, time is wasting. Conley called me tonight. He had an interesting call from Arnold Hammer, whom you know, of course. You know Arnold Hammer?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Well, he's the great art connoisseur, the Russian, and so forth, you know, from Los Angeles. And he's a generally pro-Russian. He said, just tell the president that I know the Russians. He says he must not back down. He must put it to them now. He can get away with it now where he can't later. Very interesting point. And that's what Connally said. Connally said, President, I beg you, don't. He says, do something now. And his way, Connally said, we may have 3 or 4 days. He even would favor a blockade this week. I think on the blockade, let me say, this may not be the time, but there will come a time when we have to do it and say, now look, we've offered everything, like we offer prisoners for deadline, and they turn it down. Then about 2 weeks before the election, you blockade them. See what I mean?
Right.
And that would have enormous public support.
Right. Maybe earlier.
Well. Earlier, of course, if we've come that far along the game, but I am thinking if the damn thing drags out that long.
Right. Morda, I talked to Morda, you know, just about the people of this position.
Right.
And he was greeting members of the House and Senate all day today.
Yeah.
And he said this is the best move he remembers since early 67.
He did?
Yeah, he said this is nothing like Laos or Sunday or...
Or Cambodia. You know, it's interesting that your conversation with Max Frankel, that he would see it that way.
Right.
What do you think got to him? Did we do it well, or maybe, you know, Frankel probably, you know, of course, Frankel's very interested in Israel. He just may know that what I, you know, the most significant thing that's happened is what I said yesterday, as I'm sure you realize, because that put it to the Russians, as Haig says, nobody's ever done it that before.
Nobody has ever called it the way it is. Did that be done 7 years ago? This is why I favor so much the occasion of the Iranic move. Because
right.
If we are very safe and sane, then they figure, all right, let them bleed a little longer. We'll see what happens. But
yeah.
If they are afraid that we're coming after them next.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. Now, so I think...
You know, I noticed one thing tonight in the Star. May not mean anybody... It said that all these tanks were knocked out by B-52s. I thought that Haig said they were knocked out by...
The smallest percentage will get knocked out by B-52s.
I see, well...
There's one area where...
You know, you can imagine the press, though, trying to make it appear that the South Vietnamese have done a damn thing.
There's no way a B-52 can knock out a tank except by accident.
Yeah, I know that.
By the tank being in the area, it's being bombed.
Right.
A B-52 would never be used to go after tanks at the tank.
Of course.
4/5 of the tanks were knocked out by the South Vietnamese.
That's great.
In the MR-1
Well, You know, all this is all, frankly, it's moot. We don't care who knocked out which. The question is who wins now. And at this point, we are going to kick the shit out of them. We're going to win this, whatever the cost. Huh?
Exactly, Mr. President. And we can save the honor of our military establishment together with the honor of this country.
And
I think our people want to see something succeed.
And Moore said that the congressmen were for us.
That's right. You don't want Moore at that precinct tomorrow.
No, because then I'd have to have, I don't want Laird. Let me say this. They first had you there with Laird. If I have Laird, I've got to have Rogers. That cramps you. The best thing is for you to handle the damn thing. If we could have you and Moore alone, I'd do it, but you can't do it without Laird, can you? No. No, but and you'll do it better, you see. We need a hard sell tomorrow.
I'll just tell them what is happening.
That's right. And do it very briefly, you see. 30 minutes, and that's it. Don't you agree with me?
Absolutely.
You see, Henry, we can't have Rogers here at this time because he will start protesting about the goddamn negotiations. I don't want nothing, no crap on negotiations. You can cover that very briefly, that negotiations were going to everything, period. Huh?
Absolutely.
If you think differently, I can, but if you understand, if I open it to Laird and Moore, I've got to have Rogers. Now, do you want to have that?
No, absolutely not Rogers, and also not Laird, because Laird stands up better, but he always sort of says it's already won.
I know.
Laird is the guy who told you that he would have, would have succeeded without Cambodia. Hell,
yeah.
If they had the Cambodian factories, Mr. President, the drive in the north would be a diversion, and the drive on Saigon would be the big shot.
Sure. Oh, look, he knows better than that. Of course, that's it. That's the whole theory. But at least, how about TAC Air, though? TAC Air, the thing you were saying earlier today. Well, let me come down to two things. Is Moore going to carry out my order or not? To move those naval ships up within 5 miles, if necessary, of Hanoi. In other words, that's, you know.
That's being done tonight. I mean,
and that's good,
north,
don't you think?
They're going north. Well,
and it, just so they don't hit Hanoi or Haiphong, shouldn't be hit because they're symbols, but hit anything else.
Well, they're moving them right up the coast.
They are. Don't you think it's a good idea?
I think it's an excellent.
Now, second point, with regard to the airstrikes, you're feeling that we ought to use TAC Air in there. They don't want to do that, huh?
Well, they will as soon as the weather clears.
I see. Well, in the meantime, though,
we're giving them a good wallop with B-52s tomorrow. The synchronization is good. We're going to hit them with B-52s tomorrow.
Right.
Then on Monday morning, as soon as Porter arrives, he's going to make this trip.
Thursday morning, right.
Thursday morning.
Right.
But, however, if both the B-52 strike and Porter's statement are going to be in the same recycle.
Right.
And then they'll go. Then by that time the weather will clear. By Friday night at the latest,
we really think the weather will clear. You know, we've only had one day of clear weather in 2 weeks.
I think statistically it must be clear.
Yeah. But when it does, it'll stay clear.
So that is going to happen over the weekend.
All right.
And if we find that the trucks are still in the truck park near Hanoi, we ought to hit that.
Couldn't agree more. With what?
With
two?
Yeah, not with the. That's too close.
All right. Fine. But TAC Air can do that, can it?
Absolutely.
You see, Connolly's point, which apparently he had discussed with you, is that right now, he said, you've got a pinion with you. Use it. Hit them now. He says, later on it may change. And that's a very shrewd observation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And isn't that your feeling?
I agree. Well, we are doing almost, we just have to sit on top of them, and if you don't mind, if they get through to you to protest.
Don't worry. I'll say, look, the staff isn't doing what I told them to do. Don't worry. It's going to be hard as hell. Now, Russia's all with you, isn't he?
Russia's completely with me.
All right. Good.
There's no problem there at all.
And you have no bleats from state at this moment, do you?
The president, I don't even know that state exists. I never hear from them.
Isn't that funny? What do you think they're playing? What game?
Well, they figured if we lose, they're going to hack me.
That's right. Boy, they're being awful careful.
But at least they're not protesting, and they're coming, I must say.
Even Sullivan came around with a couple of good ideas today.
Oh, yeah, and they're coming to the meeting at the WASAC in good shape.
Good.
They're doing their job.
What was Frankel's real point about synchronization, so forth? What impressed him, I wonder?
Well, he said you were calm and interesting enough to say he didn't go on television to go to the sun and to that. He got on top of the situation, handled it professionally. And he said it was the best drum strike he's ever been on.
And I hope you got across the point that it was basically a very calm deal. Well, anyway, we're doing the soft glove thing with the Brennan, which is nice. We'll get Mansfield and Scott over there slobbering over the Chinese, which is good. Yeah, and and just let it go. Maybe it wants to go. But in the meantime, now that we've got these people where they are, let's punish them, and punish them hard. Because it may be correct. It may be the country will accept it now. But let me say, I told Hall of the day, I don't care. I mean, I've told him I don't want to see another poll for the next month. I said, the thing to do is to do what is right.
And
I'm not going to be influenced by this. Except Kennedy and Humphrey. He's got on both sides. That's what Connolly pointed out.
Kennedy is already there. Kennedy has obviously tried to get ahead of something he would have never yet made. But where is McGovern has hit by?
Well, good. Let's have a good time tonight. But on the other hand, on these orders, the ships will go up, the planes will hit, and they are going to follow the suggestion I made that in any area where the enemy like the B-3 front may be going back,
yeah,
we'll follow them and hit them. They're going to do that.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. Bye.